All right, so I know you're loving this. Hudson Valley Restaurant Week is back.
Yes, I think it's the best.
Started actually yesterday, going all the way through the 23rd, brought to you by the Valley Table. And what we're doing is getting different restaurants on to let everybody know about it, get things rolling, and get people back into some of these restaurants. So today we have another place, Stonehouse Tavern in Accord, New York. And Chef Joe Romano with us. Joe, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Fabulous. Tell me about the place. I have not been up here yet. I heard great things. Tell me about the inside of this place and what it's all about.
It is a beautiful interior restaurant that has great, I've heard it has great seat value. You go in there, it's a beautiful fireplace. It's got nice cathedral ceilings with wood on there. Great bar, great atmosphere with great staff. We also have outdoor dining up on the hill. So if you want to stay outdoors and enjoy the weather, we have seats that can accommodate anybody.
Now, isn't that up by, you guys are by Kerhonkson, right?
Correct.
Yes, yes, yes. Up there, when you go up there, you got wide open, fresh, clean.
Nice. Yes.
That's what I'm
it's
talking about.
Definitely. Definitely nice up there. It's a great hiking area as well. We have a great commuter atmosphere as well. And, you know, it's a perfect place for everybody to go to and enjoy the atmosphere and the food there.
So now, Chef, what kind of food are you serving up there?
I do American eclectic food. I, you know, reach out to the people that are comfortable eating whatever. We have, you know, we have burgers and wings, and we have some more intricate dinner menu items, but we appeal to everybody.
You guys locally source all your ingredients, too, whenever possible?
It's funny you just said that. On Saturday, I just talked to, we had a plant exchange there on Saturday, and there was someone selling ramps, or they gave us ramps, which are wild baby leeks, and I totally, like, made a commitment to them that I was going to use their product on my menu.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome. See, that's what it's about, keeping in the area. And I heard you guys got some really tasty cocktails up there, too.
Yeah, we do. We have a great bartender who puts out some great cocktails. And, you know, you just have to come on by and then take a taste for yourself.
So now, what are you going to be serving up for Restaurant Week? Do you know your special? You decided yet?
Yeah, we have a menu set. We have three apps, three entrees, and three desserts. We have spinach and frisée salad with strawberry, almonds, goat cheese, and white balsamic vinaigrette. Mm. We've got a hearty corn chowder. We've got arancine. One of my favorite things is arancine, which is basically rice balls served with pomodoro or tomato sauce pesto.
Yeah.
And it's filled with three cheeses.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about right there, Christina.
Sounds amazing.
That's my Italian in me. Yeah. You know, I like to throw a little bit of Italian flair into my cuisine wherever I go. Entrees, we got linguine primavera. We got a pan-seared Faroe Island salmon, basmati rice pilaf with spring vegetables, and a chipotle apricot barbecue rib.
Just listening to the menu just reminds me of going to restaurants. This is going to be great.
Yeah, man.
It's a great opportunity for us to, you know, get people back and, you know, make people comfortable. And, you know, hopefully we have a lot of people come and enjoy. And we did participate in Restaurant Week in the winter, and we were pleasantly surprised with how many people came by and really enjoyed it. And we're grateful for the Restaurant Week that that week, and we're looking forward to this week as well.
Yeah, it looks like a cool place. I looked online at stonehousetavern.net. If you look on their website, you can see all the pictures and everything. It looks really good. What kind of desserts you serve out? Let's hear this one, because I know you.
I have a mixed berry clafoutis. So it's basically mixed berries, strawberries, blueberries, raspberries. Think of like a cobbler.
Yep. Right.
But the top is not as crunchy. It's more creamy. Oh. It's a French dessert.
Yep.
I've got a chocolate peanut butter pie with Oreo crust. That seems to be, I think, going to be everybody's favorite. We do have a New York, we do have a New York style cheesecake with dulce leche and raspberry coulis.
Oh man, I'm hungry right now.
I know, right?
So am I.
Used to before this pandemic crap. We used to have you guys come in with all your food. Oh, that was the best.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah, well, as soon as we get, like, as soon as the boss decided to open up the doors again in about, like, a few weeks, Then we'll get you guys coming in here, the chefs with your food. Oh, yeah.
That'd be great to do. I really would enjoy doing that for you.
I want some of them rice balls.
Sign them up there, Wood.
Christina, I know you want some of them rice balls.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right, Chef, it sounds great. What's your location again so everybody can check you guys out?
Route 209 Accord. It's 4802 Route 209 Accord, New York.
And the website is stonehousetavern.net?
Correct.
All right, Chef, thanks for talking with us. Great spot. I'm definitely coming up and checking this one out. I'm putting this on my list.
My pleasure.
All right.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, thank you for joining us. There you go. And let's. How does dinner for two at Stonehouse Tavern sound? I will take caller 104 right now, 1-877-GO-KIM-1047. Not only do we get the chefs on, then we give you the food.
That's nice.
Rice balls, Christina.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
Dipped in
some
marinara.
And it just looks like the coolest place ever.
Yeah, you know, we try to find these really places that are away from everything. Mm-hmm. So if you really, you know, do have fears or whatnot, how you beat that?
Yeah, no, you can't.
When it's wide open, you
right.
know, it's...
Windows everywhere if you're inside,
yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah, so whatever makes you happy. All right, so let's do caller 104. It'll be dinner for two at the Stonehouse Tavern. Caller 104 now, good luck.
K-104.